Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with Igor Gorin, Al Goodman in his orchestra and chorus, and Henry Hall as our master of ceremonies.
This is Henry Hall, ladies and gentlemen, with another of the programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. The last time Igor Gorin was in our studio, he sang a cradle song for Mrs. Mohorovici, remember, who gave birth to her little girl on a raft in mid-Atlantic? Well, today he sings one of his own compositions, Igor Gorin singing the Caucasian song. Constant thrill your voice always gives us. And now our maestro Al Goodman adds to our full measure to Rubinstein's immortal piano composition, Kaminoi Ostrow. Mr. Goodman has added voices and lyrics. The result? Commence, maestro. Pianissimo, please.
Thank you. rising sun brings the dawn.
Thank the Lord. Oh,
the clouds of night all are gone.
Thank the Lord. Oh,
with grateful heart let us pray.
Melody and words. Where is that song of men and women, of flame and steel, that heroic story of the fight for the Philippines? One day, a poem will be written, a ballad of Bataan, about the men of Bataan. No, not just the men. The men and women, the battalions of Bataan. Some master of word and phrase will carve it out of the hard base rock of simple speech, echoing the stuff that Corregidor is made of. Maybe the poem will be in what writers call free verse, without rhyme and with only the natural rhythm of words to make it sting. Maybe it'll be a simple kind of song, with neatly matching phrase, with even beats to sound the march of valor. But that poem will sing a great song, not so much about MacArthur the Magnificent, though he'll be in there in the first great chorus, not so much about Wainwright the Warrior, though there will be a rousing verse for him, and one for Wehrmuth, the one-man army. Mostly, though, I think that poem will sing about the Navy detachment from Cavite, the Marines, the 31st Infantry, the Filipino Scouts, the Army nurses and the Medical Corps, and down near the end, the pilots of those four patched-up P-40s that made the Japanese aviators so unhappy. The fellow who writes the poem, he'll be able to check back and name them all. There isn't time for me to do that now. But when I say battalions of Bataan, I mean all the men and women, prisoners of war or free, who were there with MacArthur and Wainwright, and those still free and living who still fight on. I mean all who were there in the fight on Lingayen Beach, at Manila, Subic Bay, Mariveles, in the gum tree forests and foxholes of Bataan, and those who still fight the great fight under the stars and stripes at Corregidor. Say, listen, fella. Listen, you, whoever you are, who will one day write that poem, don't miss a thing if you can help it, will you? Remember to put in something about the wind, the dry monsoon from the South Pacific that blew inland at noon like a blowtorch. Remember Luzon and the headhunting Igorots standing on American tanks to guide them, blessed by American tank drivers and miraculously missed by Japanese machine gun bullets. Remember the Japanese commander who killed himself because he couldn't live in a world full of American courage. And don't you forget, don't you ever forget the women, God bless them. The army nurses who faced the worst of the fight with the toughest of the fighters and swam out through shark-infested waters toward Corregidor with the men only when there wasn't a strip of beach big enough left to stand on. Don't write that poem unless you're sure you're big enough, mister. And don't write it at all unless you're sure the poem is big enough to match the faith and the courage and the stamina of the battalions of Bataan.
Yes, they're doing their share. Are we doing ours? Our call is the War Bond Quota Call. It has been sounded throughout the nation, in every state, in every county, in city, in town, and farm. $1 of every 10 must go into the war chest of our country, invested in United States war bonds. This is not an appeal, not an oratorical urge, but a statement of every American's duty. Meet it at least as cheerfully and promptly as our men. We're going to smash the enemy with everything we have. Every one of us must make plans now to meet each individual quota. 10% of all income, all of it, from every source. Put $1 out of every 10 you get in United States war bonds. Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours. This is Larry Elliott speaking for the Treasury Department. We'll be right back.